Hi, this is CJ Wilson for the Green Bay Packers, and you listen to Railbird Central.
Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football and getting ready for a game this upcoming weekend against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at Lambeau Field at 3:25 p.m. Central Time. To talk about that game, we have a guest joining us on the phone to kick off the show today. We have Matt Lodi, a reporter that's covered the Cleveland Browns, the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Cavaliers. How you doing this morning, Mr. Lodi?
Hey, Brian. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Glad you could join us. Now, I first got the opportunity to meet Matt this September as we're both taking part in the Crown Royal First and Crown Fantasy Football League. How's your team looking, Matt Lodi?
I'm ready to. The fact that my wife has got a better record than me in the league is honestly says a lot. And the fact that she's already won two prizes and I can't get a win probably says a lot, Brian. I think I'm ready to bring up the rear this year. I think after, 5 weeks or 6 weeks, I'm 1-4, 1-5, whatever it is. And I'll tell you what, it's a very competitive league. It's a lot of fun. I will give you that. It's a blast, but it's a very competitive league. And ironically enough, isn't it interesting how the folks from Crown Royal, I think, might be undefeated or have only lost one game. Isn't that interesting?
Is there collusion somehow going on here?
I don't know about collusion, but I just find it very ironic, that they were the ones that, it looked to me, honestly, that day that because of we had some technical issues, some issues with the CBS website, that they were kind of scrambling, and yet here they are, they're undefeated, and we're sitting here. I know I'm bringing up the rear. How's your team doing? Good?
Oh, not very good. I think I'm 2-5 this season, or what is it, 2-4. I only have two wins, and not very good. You seem to be the Crown Royal version of the league on FXX with your wife doing better than you.
Yeah, it's funny because every week, it's the 2 weeks she's won, we get these prizes sent to our house, and I'm like, what is this? We get a grill, we won some sort of coolers this week. I'm like, why can't we win why can't we win the $100 NFL gift card that's going on this week or something, But a lot of her players are on bye week this week, so I think we're both going to get beat up pretty good. But as I said, it's a lot of fun, and I will say this, the Crown Royal people that we got to meet in Baltimore, and of course all the other bloggers, I had a blast. As I told you earlier, before we went on the air, that was one of the best nights in a long time. It was a lot of fun, and everybody I think took it. While we take it seriously, I think we all became pretty close pretty quickly as friends, and at least I felt that way, and I also felt that everybody took it, took it very well. It was very fun, and I don't think anybody got too ridiculous about it. There was no fighting and punching and screaming. Seriously, sometimes you get these leagues and you don't know what you're going to get. But I thought everybody in Baltimore that day bonded pretty quickly, and it was just a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about this Packers-Browns matchup this weekend. You're in Cleveland. You're getting the vibe from the Browns here. First of all, tell me, what's the issue with Willis McGahee landing on the injury report this week?
It's interesting because they picked him up after the Trent Richardson deal. He's been suffering, a little bit here and there with some different ailments. And, I know that they held him out of practice yesterday just because I really think that they felt like they wanted to give him some extra rest. I don't think it's anything major. I think he's going to be ready to go. The Browns running game has been pretty non-existent as it is. I know last week it seemed like if they didn't throw the football in that game last week against Detroit, they weren't going to get anything going. But I will say this: when you look at this football team, Brian, they're not a team that's going to blow you away with their run game. Right now McGahee is the main guy, but he's only averaging about 2.5 yards carry. But the rest of those guys, the Chris Rainey's backing him up, the Chris Obanias who's backing him up. Nobody's going to knock your socks off in this team's run game. So, but I think McGahee's going to be okay. I think he's going to be good to go for Sunday. But, as I said, it wouldn't surprise me if you see Rainey as well as Obanaya get some carries in this game.
At the quarterback position, what are the feelings toward Brandon Weeden in Cleveland? Can he ever live up to the expectations of a first-round draft choice, or is that already gone just in year two for Brandon Weeden?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting. I was doing a TV show the other day, and a lot of the emphasis was on Brandon Weeden and what do you do at the quarterback spot, because, you know, this team had Brian Hoyer. They picked him up in the offseason. There was a lot of there was a lot of fandom for him to go early in the season because, you know, number one, Brandon Weeden, not a local guy. Anytime you get a local guy in your team, I don't know how it is up in Green Bay, but here in Cleveland, people want to see that guy. You know, Charlie Fry, who was from the University of Akron, was another guy a couple years ago. People were clamoring to see him, and finally he got an opportunity. It wasn't very good. And now you've got Brian Hoyer, who, you know, went to San Ignatius High School, one of the legendary high schools here in Cleveland that, you know, a lot of state championships, and people really wanted to see him. And it's interesting because he was fantastic. And he won three games for this team as a starter, but then unfortunately on that Thursday night went down to injury, so they had to put Brandon Weeks back in. And there just isn't a lot of fanfare for him, Brian. I'll be honest with you. People don't trust him. He's slow in the pocket. He doesn't get rid of the ball fast enough. He makes bad decisions. Sunday, the game is a 7-point game, and he makes one of the bonehead plays you'll ever see, trying to underhand the ball to Chris Obanaya, and DeAndre Levy finally picks it off, and, you know, and the game pretty much is over at that point. No, I think as far as you have to be, if you're ever going to really, you know, become something quarterback-wise, it would surprise me greatly. I would not be surprised to go as far as saying, I don't even know if they'll be on the roster here next year in Cleveland. They're going to draft a quarterback very, very high. Bridgewater's a guy that I know that they like very much. Would not surprise me if you see this team use one of their two first-round picks on a quarterback and Brandon Weeks, either a career backup or is shown the door. Maybe he gets an opportunity somewhere else. I mean, that could happen. I mean, we've seen it before, these reclamation projects with quarterbacks, but he just doesn't seem to get it. He's got a great arm, but he just doesn't seem to have the NFL, you know, intangibles, I guess, if you will, to be a successful quarterback. And it's interesting because, you know, when he got drafted last year, everybody wanted to see the kid start right away. And in his first game last year against Philadelphia, threw four interceptions and just never got going. You know what I mean? Played well a couple times last year, but really, Brian, never got going. And in my opinion, I don't think he's the answer at quarterback for this team. And, you know, he's going to probably have to throw the ball Sunday probably 40 times. You'll see a lot of Brandon Weeks Sunday with this run game not being very good, but I just don't see him ever being, you know, the answer at quarterback for this football team.
I thought it was crazy how much they invested into Brandon Weeden, considering his age when he, you know, declared for the NFL draft. I think, as I understand it, he's actually older than the guy across the sidelines, Aaron Rodgers, not by much, but yeah, for a guy who's only in his second year in the NFL, and here Rodgers is in his, what is it, eighth or ninth by now. That is rather weird. You talked
about... Yeah, Brandon just turned 30, so he just turned 30, and, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people felt, you know, oh, we're getting a 30-year-old, you're getting a 29-year-old quarterback because it's his first year, but we really have the confidence and the faith that he's going to be good. And as I said before, I mean, there were some signs early that you said, hey, maybe this guy can be the answer, but it's almost been backwards ever since. And I'll tell you the other thing, too, it's confidence. You know, a lot of it is, and you know how it is, a lot of it's confidence with these guys. He doesn't have the confidence. He doesn't throw the ball with a lot of, he doesn't make great decisions. And, you know, those two things combined, just it's gone backwards for him ever since.
You talked about wanting the local guy to do well, and I think people here in Wisconsin hold Joe Thomas in high regard as a former Wisconsin Badgers player. You know, what are your impressions of Thomas out there in Cleveland?
I mean, he's one of the great ones. I mean, I think people here love him. I think he's one of the mainstays of the team because, you know, this roster, if you look at it from year to year, it always undergoes so much in terms of overturn because of the fact that they seem to bring in new coaches, they seem to bring in new general managers. But Joe Thomas is a good one, Brian. He's been good from day one. You know, some people here throw him up there as, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if I'd go that far. But certainly, you know, he's been a Pro Bowler every year. He's been in the NFL. You know, he's just a steady guy, and he's also a good guy. When you go to talk to him in the locker room, he's always very accessible. He's one of those go-to guys. I think that's another reason why, you know, fans and people here in Cleveland really do love him as a player and love him as a person. I think he fits the mold of a Cleveland Brown in terms of the, you know, the bring your lunch pail to work and just, you know, the cold and the snow in the winter, kind of like in Green Bay, of course, for sure. He just seems to be that type of guy. And again, as I said, people just here love him. Now, you know, I'm not going to lie. Is there some days that you look at Joe Thomas and you go, boy, what happened? Yeah. There was a game a couple years ago where he not only let one but two quarterbacks end up going off on injuries because he just couldn't block that day. And, you know, it, that was against Kansas City in game two, I believe, of the 2010 season. You know, it happened. And, you know, as an offensive lineman, as you well know, the only time you're ever going to get noticed is when you make a mistake. But most Sundays, I will tell you this, Joe Thomas, you're not going to hear his name very much because he just goes out there and does his job. And as I said, I know the people up there in Wisconsin probably love him, and we certainly love him here in Cleveland. He's done great, and he's been tremendous for this organization.
Over on the other side of the football, it would appear the Cleveland defense is perhaps better than many anticipated this year, probably the better of their two units between offense and defense. Should this scare the Packers?
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, I know the Packers are going to come in a little bit banged up. I know, you know, certainly with the wide receiving core, but you look at what the Browns have up front, the Phil Taylors, the Atava Rubens, they went out and got Paul Kruger in free agency. I know Jabal Sheard is a big part of that, but he's been banged up. But still, you know, these are guys that, they can make it a long Sunday for you. And to me, when you look at them, Brian, they are better against the run than they are against the pass, which I think plays right into, of course, the hands of the Packers, because certainly when you look at that, you know, the Packers are probably going to throw the ball. I know Eddie Lacy had a big game against the Ravens, but when you think of the Packers right now offensively, you think of the passing game, and you know, we'll see how it goes Sunday. I mean, you know, if Lacy can get going early, maybe the Browns defense could be had. But certainly when you look at their defense, they've spent a lot of high draft picks. You know, Joe Hayden's another one, you know, former first rounder in that secondary. T.J. Ward's another high draft pick in the secondary, one of the safeties. They've got guys back there that can make plays, and they can make it a long Sunday for you. I know they did a couple weeks ago at home, Andy Dalton company. You know, I think only scored, I think it was 6 points in that game. The Browns defense did a tremendous job. Now, this last week, I'll be honest with you, I thought they played down to the Lions. I didn't think they played very well at all, and I don't know how much credit you give Matthew Stafford and that Lions offense, but I think the Browns defense just didn't play well on Sunday, and they're going to look to rebound, and they're going to have to do it against a very good quarterback and a very good team in Green Bay.
Now, in addition to covering the Cleveland beat, you are actually owner, administrator of the NFL Gridiron Gab Network, including a website for Packers fans, PackersGab.com. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, we run Packers Gab, and you know, I'm not going to lie to say that we get good coverage on there. We're certainly not Sports Illustrated or Yahoo or even Cheesehead TV. You know, I think a lot, there's such a great following for Packers sites out there that so many of them do such a great job. And we're just trying to be a voice in the wilderness, if you will, to be a voice for Packers fans. One of our guys over there right now, John Radke, does a really nice job of, doing some great commentary over there. And listen, you can go to any site if you want news, and we try to give you the news, certainly, but we also try to give you, you know, some good game coverage, some good opinions on where we think certain things within the Packers organization are headed. And, and that's kind of what our vibe is. You know, like I said, we're not the biggest network out there. We try to, reach out there and like I said, kind of have a voice among a lot of other great sites that get covered for the Packers. And we run, as you said, NFL Gridiron Gab is kind of like our mothership. We started that 7 years ago. We've had some really good coverage, and I guess really people helping us out along the way. And we have a network of 32 sites, and as I said before, we try to be a voice, along with all the other great blogs out there that try to cover their teams. And here in Cleveland, we're Browns Gab. We have Steelers Gab, Raiders Gab. I mean, any site you could want. Followed by Gab.com, so we have a great time with it. It's been a real good journey over the course of the last 6-7 years, and it's been great to get associated with people like yourself, people all over the country that reach out to us. We do fun things like this. We get to do interviews and, talk to people, and it's just a great time. And, there's nothing like being a voice for your team. I know that, and I know, like I said, a lot of great sites out there do that. We just try to help out as much as we can.
I just checked your site out, and I noticed that PackersGab.com right now, and I think our fans, our listeners would be interested in this, you're giving away a copy of Donald Driver's recently released autobiography. How do you win that?
Yeah, pretty simple. We're just doing a Guess the Score contest for Sunday. The good people over at the publishing company for Donald's new book reached out to us, gave us a couple free copies. So, of course, I sent one to John Radke, our editor over there right now. And, yeah, we're giving away one of the books. All you got to do, if you go to PackersGap.com, that's the easiest way to do it. There's a link there to our Facebook page, and on our Facebook page we have a post just to Guess the Score for Sunday's game. I'm interested. You know, it's funny. We do these contests a lot for Guess the Scores, and as many responses as we get, Brian, it always seems it's always off by one or two points, you know. But we have a couple copies of these books, so we'll be doing it probably for the next few weeks just to get some of the readers and listeners to your show and, of course, to our site, some of these books, get them in their hands, because I know Donald did a tremendous job. If you get a chance to read that book, that Driven book, he does a great job with that book. And we're excited to give one of them away this week. And all you got to do, go to PackersGap.com. Check out the post, and there's a link in the post to the Facebook page and the post in the Facebook page to get the score for Sunday. Of course, we're getting a lot of responses for Packers to win on Sunday, which I don't think is too far out of the question based on the difference between these two teams right now.
Well, give me your – before I let you go here, Matt, give me your official prediction. What's going to happen Sunday?
You know, I think on the road, you know, certainly that crowd is going to be insane. I think the Packers will win the game. I think the Browns' offense is just, you know, again, without without Brian Hoyer, if McGahee's not 100%, which I think he will be a little banged up, even though I think he will play, I think the Packers win this game. You know, to go out and on a limb and say 24-10, 24-13, I think that's kind of the score that I'm looking at for Sunday. I think Aaron Rodgers, even with the banged up wide receiver core, will have enough time to throw the football, enough time to find guys like JerMichael Finley, who I've heard is going to play a little bit of wideout possibly on Sunday because of the banged-up wideout core you have over there in Green Bay. I think the Packers will win the football game. I think it'll be a fun game, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't doubt it. Don't be surprised if the Browns hang around for a half. It would not be surprising at all. Don't forget, they were up 17-7 last week against the Lions and then fell apart in the second half. So, you know, would it shock me at all if the Browns stay in this game for 30, 35 minutes? Absolutely not. But I think at the end of the day, it's too much Aaron Rodgers, and, of course, it's too much of that Packers offense, and I think they'll find a way to get the job done. I'll say 24-13. That sounds like a good score to me.
Sounds good. The Packers fans here are hoping that comes to fruition. But, Matt, I really appreciate you taking your time out here on a Friday morning to talk to us. Glad to touch base with you again, and take care.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much. It was great to have some laughs with you once again and to talk to you and your listeners. Best of luck with Cheese FTV. We love what you guys are doing over there, and we keep track of you every once in a while when we need Packers news ourselves. And you guys keep doing a great job. And anytime you need anything here from us or anybody in Cleveland, you let me know.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later, Matt.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Take care. Matt Lodi checking in with us from Cleveland of the NFL Gridiron Gab Network. So glad to have him joining us. Glad to have the listener, you joining us. And by the way, to our listeners, please take advantage of their contest here over at PackersGab.com. All you got to do is go guess the score, and the winner, the closest, will get Packers wide receiver Donald Driver a copy of his autobiography, PackersGab.com. So courtesy of Matt Lodi, go take advantage of that real easy if you want a chance to win it, and not taking long this contest. It's only running through Sunday, so go do that. All right, we're going to talk a little more about the game here this weekend, Packers-Browns. And by the way, this weekend, this is the throwback weekend in Green Bay, the Cheesehead TV sponsored event. I'm going to be there Saturday night, Sunday morning during the game. And I hope to see some of you there. By all means, if you have the ability, the capability to come to Green Bay, if you're already planning on attending the game, Please join us at Throwback Weekend, a gathering of Packers fans who have met on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, blogs like CheeseheadTV.com, kind of joining up forces with PocketDoppler.com, who we've featured their writers here on the show on Railbird Central before. But yeah, Saturday night, we got a party going on at the Green Bay Distillery. If you've never been to the distillery, it is right across the street from Lambeau Field. Nice place. We've got you know, social gathering going on there during the evening hours. I think it begins 7 p.m., somewhere around then. Gilbert Brown, former Packers defensive lineman, Gilbert Brown is going to be signing autographs there. So join us. The Badgers game is going to be going on. I know I'll be cheering on Wisconsin during Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, the next part of it, we got a tailgate party going on before the game. All you can eat and drink, because of all these things, you get drink tickets Saturday night, you get a t-shirt, you get a can koozie, you get all you can eat and drink. This is not a free event. There is a nominal fee, but I think for what you get, for the amount of drinks you get, for the food, the all you can eat food you get, I think, you know, it's well worth it. And by all, it's a great, just a fun event talking to other Packers fans, people that, you know, come to Cheesehead TV, that I interact with on the blog and on Twitter. It's great to see these people, talk some football, have a good time. By all means, please come. I see Jeremy Vanderlinden saying TitletownSoundoff.com is also a sponsor. Glad you could be doing that, Jeremy. So please come, and I want to see everybody, talk to you. So please stop by and say hi this weekend. Throwbackweekend.com for all the details and to sign up. Well, I think pre-registration is closed, but you can sign up at the door. Please do so. But talking about this Packers-Browns game, I made my official prediction on K107 right before we came on air here at Railbird Central. And once again, by the way, I am 5-0 in Packers predictions straight up this year. So heed my word. I am perfect on the year. And the good news is that I'm predicting a Packers victory this weekend. Now, I do think that it could be kind of an ugly win, though, for the Packers. I would feel a whole lot better if they didn't have so many injuries right now. And what really concerns me is the defensive side of the football. You know Clay Matthews is out. You know Nick Perry is out. These guys are first-round draft choices at the outside linebacker position. And then the next best guy, Mike Neal, he's questionable, not officially, that the status projections come out later today from the Green Bay Packers. But heck, I wouldn't be surprised if he's listed as questionable later today. Without him, the Packers are relying on a pair of rookies, Andy Malumba and Nate Palmer, to be your starting duo at outside linebacker this weekend, and nobody really behind them. That's the extent of the Packers' depth right now. That has got me concerned. I think the Browns will try to take advantage of those guys, you know, either by throwing in their direction or running right at them. It's that does concern me, and I think the Browns can get something going on offense. I don't know how good they're going to be, but I do think between, you know, taking advantage of that weak spot on the Packers defense, getting tight end Jordan Cameron involved, and he's been, you know, really emerged as one of the NFL's better tight ends this year, I think they can score. Now, I think the Packers offense will do enough to counteract that. I think they can outscore them, but I do think this might be a little bit of an ugly game for the Packers, an ugly win. I'm saying 24-21 Packers, perhaps keeping it closer than many expect, but it's, you know, I'm predicting that because of the injuries, and the injuries on offense at wide receiver. Packers going to be relying on Miles White, who just was elevated off the practice squad, as it's, you know, we know Randall Cobb's going to be out and James Jones is questionable. today's a big day. Friday in Green Bay is a big day because all these questionable guys. We got James Jones, we got Brad Jones, we got Mike Neal. None of these guys have practiced this week. Packers kind of holding out hope that they'll practice today, the final day of on-field preparations in Green Bay. And we'll see if any of those guys are. None of them have been ruled out. They're all kind of, you know, their status is up in the air. None of them have been ruled out. But we will find out here shortly if, you know, they're going to go. And the Packers can use their services. The Packers are going to be stressed. You know, they might not even be able to put together a healthy 46-man roster. Packers might not even be able to dress all 46 players if some of these guys who are question marks don't go. And it's really going to stress the Packers' special teams. I mean, they're going to be looking at guys who are playing both offense and defense, and then they got to play special teams on top of that. Some of these guys are going to be tired. It's you know, it's a little bit of a concern in Green Bay right now. And all these things have, you know, had the Packers have a healthy team, if they were healthy going into this game, I would think the Packers offense could put up 30, 40 points on Cleveland at home in Lambeau Field. Maybe be a little different going on into the dog pound. But as it is, I think the Packers just gonna struggle a little bit. And I do think they're going to win because I think they're building confidence right now. I think they've got that going for them. You know, they got coming off the win against Detroit, coming off against the win last week at Baltimore. I mean, those things bode well. And the guys who are healthy are good. You know, as long as you got Aaron Rodgers leading the team, you got a chance to win at least. But I mean, think all the guys who are healthy and are good, like Jordy Nelson, like Eddie Lacy, like Morgan Burnett, like every defensive lineman the Packers have, how well that unit has played this year, and the cohesiveness the offensive line is gaining seemingly by the week in Green Bay. You know, all those factors combined, I do think the Packers will win on Sunday and improve to, what, 4-2 on the season? The Packers got that going for them, and there is a lot to look forward to and feel good about, most definitely. But hey, it's past 9 o'clock here on a Friday morning. Once again, one last plea, come to Throwback Weekend this weekend. If you're in the area, if you're going to the game, we'll be at the Green Bay Distillery. We'll be inside the Green Bay Distillery Saturday night. We'll be outside the Green Bay Distillery in their parking lot for our tailgate Sunday morning. So please, come join us by all means. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there. Thanks to Matt Lodi for joining us this morning. Here on Railbird Central, glad to get the Cleveland perspective from him on our Packers-Browns primer episode. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirby. We'll see you later, everyone. Come back on Monday. In fact, on Monday, we have a guest joining us I already got lined up. We got Jesse Garcia of TMJ4 in Milwaukee. She just recently released a book on the Green Bay Packers, and we're happy to talk to her about the Browns game and about the recently released book. So happy to have her on the show Monday morning. So make sure to join us then, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So we'll see you later, folks. I leave you today with a song called "Kidney in a Cooler" by Keller Williams on Side Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Have a good weekend. Go, Pack, go.